Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. My name is Ronnie and I'm joined by Will and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Yeah, Mark must be not here.
I said, hey, how's it going, guys?
You were choking before we started recording, so I thought you died or something. All right, so today we're going to talk about the esports scene and a little bit about streaming. And we're kind of excited because we were just before we started recording here, we were talking about the leak that came out for Season 5 for Fortnite, which could or could not be a thing, but who knows. Anyways, that's all coming up right now. All right, so I got an article here to start us off here. It's Fortnite's biggest streamer is making $500,000 per month from Twitch, which I'm sure a lot of us already knew. But I'm going to read the article anyway. It's on IGN. By Brian Barnett. So Ninja, the Fortnite streamer whose popularity has skyrocketed in recent months, is making over $500,000 a month from Twitch. According to CNBC via Eurogamer, Blevins, which is his real name, is pulling in over $500,000 a month from a combination of sources. But the lion's share of his income comes from Amazon Prime and Twitch Prime subscriptions. According to Blevins, a recent promotion granting Prime subscriptions in-game loot in Fortnite is one of the main reasons for his influx of subscribers. Blevins also cites a high level of skill and fun atmosphere as reasons for his channel's widespread appeal. I think, and he quotes, I think offering a high-tier gameplay that you can't get with a lot of other content creators, and he's very goofy and he does impressions and just crazy shenanigans, and the combination of that, it's a hybrid, it's just really fun to watch and pretty positive environment as well. And yeah, so it sounds like he has a lot of fun doing what he's doing, which, why wouldn't you? You're playing video games and you're making a boatload of money.
Have you ever seen the stream? Have any of you guys ever seen the stream?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. And yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, there's just some crazy shenanigans. Actually, was he the one that shot the guided, someone rocket-rided the guided missile into the base and destroyed somebody? I think that was Ninja.
He did the rocket riding, but someone else was on the rocket doing sniping.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I've seen him do like some of the craziest things. Like, he's been sitting there tired, yawning, and like there's one guy left, and he's like getting the guy to chase him. He puts away his gun, he has an axe out, and the guy's like getting ready to shoot him, and then boom, there's four walls around you with four traps, and right as you're shooting him, victory. Oh, it's some of the, and like,
so wait, he built around the guy and then placed four traps like instantly.
It was almost instantly, yeah.
That's
so he built all his walls around him. He survived long enough to get the walls around the guy, and the guy like turned around once he knew he was walled in. He knew it was coming, and then all of a sudden it was 1, 2, 3, 4 traps were set, and he was dead.
Wow. He's definitely, well, yeah, he's got everything hotkeyed, so that's, because if I even dreamt of doing that on a controller, it would never happen.
No, that's the thing, is it's easy, well, and this is, it's not easy, but, like, the debate between PC and console is, you're faster at doing these things on PC because everything is hotkeyed. So you just press a button and move your mouse and
yeah,
magic.
Well, I play on PC, but I mean, I did the mouse and keyboard, but I just have a regular old mouse. And I don't know, it just, for me, it didn't feel right. So I play on the PC still, but I'm playing with a controller, which is, I think it's better. So I'm playing against PC people all the time on a controller. So now when I go back to console, I'll like do really good because I'm playing against console players.
It's literally night and day. Like when you're when I'm playing with just my friends on PlayStation, it's weird. It's like you notice the difference in skill level than when I'm playing with you, when we're cross platform and I'm playing against other PC people.
Yeah.
Everything, especially when you come against that certain guy that's good, you just know, you're like, you're on PC. And that's not saying that there's not great console players that are godlike, but when it comes down to it, PC's the master race. Everything's faster. You can almost tell.
Yeah, you know, I was definitely on the bandwagon 8 years ago when it was just like, oh, I'm hard console, screw PC. I'm hard Xbox, screw PS. But, you know, now that I'm actually grown up and opened my mind a little bit and actually kind of weighing against the pros and cons of each thing, yeah, I think PC definitely is the better system to go with.
The only problem that I find with PC, though, is as they keep getting better, you constantly will have to upgrade.
Well, I mean, the same thing with the consoles, because every 2 years they release something better and you have to go and buy it.
Yeah. Sorry, just before we left here, the controller you use, wanted to talk about like the, have you ever heard of those SCUF controllers?
I heard about the which, sorry?
They're called SCUF controllers. They're pro gaming controllers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. They allow, like, they have the four buttons underneath you, too. So it almost allows you to, or it does allow you to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. We kind of lost you a little bit there, the Skype delay, but sounds like the SCUF controllers have buttons on the bottom that you can hotkey.
Yeah, you can hotkey your wall, your stairs, and you just hold them and move around, and it supposedly helps you build faster.
Yeah, great. I mean, I use, you introduced me to Builder Pro, which is freaking awesome. I love Builder Pro because it's just two buttons and I have a wall instead of, like, making sure you have the right material and making sure you have the right freaking, you know, wall selected and not, like, the stairs or the roof or whatever, and then building, which is just a freaking headache on its own. Mind you, with PC, yeah, like you said, it's just a hotkey, so you got a mouse with, like, 17 different buttons on it, you know? It's like, oh, wall, done, you know?
Don't you love Builder Pro, eh? It's so much, it allows you to kind of compete with these guys, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we're definitely not good enough to be a $500,000 per month streamer, so one day. Will and I are gonna, we're kind of practicing up, starting this weekend, but we're gonna get back into Halo 1, doing some speed running, and then we're gonna stream it. It's gonna be freaking awesome, and we're gonna... Not very many people have done a co-op speed run of Halo 1. So
it'll be something different.
Yeah, it'll be something different. Oh, I watched another video today, Will, of speed running, or someone speed running one, and he did it in an hour and 20 minutes for the whole thing on Legendary, and he did a really cool trick. Fourth mission, the one where you come in hot off the Pelican.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to do the whole Warthog thing where you have to get through the door before the Elite closes the door.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, he came in, turned the Warthog around, and so his ass was facing the Sword Elite, and then he got out and like jumped through the window and fell. It would have been to his death, but he landed on the overshield down at the bottom.
Isn't that similar to what I did?
It's kind of similar to what you did, but he like it was super well timed. Like if you didn't land on that one little platform, you'd have died. But this guy jumped. It's right beside the door, where all the enemies are. And he flipped it around, jumped out, and then he would have fell to his death, but he landed on the overshield. So that was a really cool trick. I'll have to show you after the podcast.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, that guy was really really good. makes me wonder if we're gonna do okay or not.
It's gonna be practice.
Yeah, for sure. It's not two. We might do really really good because it's not two.
Two sucks. If we're gonna stream two, it's gonna take time.
Oh yeah, it'll be a lot of dying, a lot of swearing. So
very inappropriate for kids.
Yeah, Mark, you can write in our comments and be the moderator, I guess. Yeah.
He'll be like the angry gamer just like on the sideline that I'm like looking on the side of my screen and there's his comments and he's the one that's like distracting my playing.
Mark's actually really funny because when he's watching you play games, he like gets mad for you. Like all the anger like leaves your body and just enters Mark. He's like, man, that's bullshit. And he just like goes off on a tantrum.
Yeah, I've noticed that with Fortnite because once if he dies before me, he'll like he'll usually follow. Well, I guess it makes sense, but in this case, he'll usually follow Brandon, our friend BJ Cams.
BJ CMS, yeah. And,
yeah, BJ CMS, whatever.
We call him BJams because it's when you look at his gamer tag from really far away, it looks like BJams. So
yeah, I call him BJams.
And he plays on PS4, and he is actually really good.
Yeah. He'll get 15 kills a game.
He could probably stream, and if he kind of merchandised himself a bit better, he'd probably get some viewers.
Oh, he does have his Twitch key. He did Call of Duty professionally, right? So that's where he got the Twitch key from. But yeah, he's still really good. He still streams Fortnite and he gets some viewers, but it's not as much as when he was playing Call of Duty.
To be able to start making money off of it, you actually have to have so much foot traffic.
Oh, for sure. And
to get subs, you have to be big, kind of.
Yeah, and I was just reading an article on the Twitch forum, and it seems like people would rather have a streamer who only plays one game rather than playing multiple games. So they'll be playing, for example, Fortnite, and then as soon as you're like, oh, I'm going to go play PUBG, then most of the people are like, well, I don't want to watch you play PUBG. So then they lose a good percentage of their streamers. So
you know what's funny about that, Rodney, is that's kind of exactly how Ninja blew up, is because he was playing, well, he was big into Halo and he did Halo tournaments, and you know, he was into PUBG, he was pretty good at PUBG, but he never really like took off. But his stream are like, man, you got to play this game. You got to play Fortnite. And so he started playing it, and he's like, oh, dude, this is really fun. This is going to blow up. And, you know, if Fortnite doesn't blow up, then, you know, he might still be making he might still not be making money. But since Fortnite blew up, and it's the popular game, and he's good at it, like, he's blowing up.
Yeah, exactly. We got to find a game that we're good at, Mark, and Will. But
no.
I mean, I've played Halo for like basically since the first one, so I feel like we should be good at that. But this is not yeah.
We're so competitive though, like yeah. Halo, Gears of War, like there's always someone who's better than you out there. It always sucks.
Yeah, like Mark and I, we play Elder Scrolls, and even there, there's competitive nature. Like, you're either not good enough, you don't have enough health, you can't do enough damage, you're not high enough level. You know, you think you're doing all right, and then there's always someone better than you that's just going to criticize you.
Well, you know what? If we had, like, Xbox Live, like, from the moment we left the womb, we would have been way better. Because that's basically, you just basically had to be better than your other friends, right? When we were growing up, right? So...
Yeah.
Anyone so I just had to be born a millennial.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, because if we had that challenge right away, like when people are you know, like pro hockey players or pro sports players, whatever, they've been playing the sport since they were like 3 years old, and they've been training hard every day, and that's why they're a professional level. But
and the parents told me to get off the system and get outside.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
That was my mom as well.
Yeah, I think that was everybody's mom. And then they like after 2001, everyone just stopped caring.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom's basically like, actually, well, she used the taking my system away as leverage for when I didn't do chores or whatever. But I'm sure you guys' mom did the same thing.
Oh yeah, my mom took it away, hid it. You know, I try to find it when she was not home, just hook it up again. But no luck. She was good.
No,
I couldn't even find like the Christmas gifts.
Right.
And I searched, like, I swear when she bought Christmas gifts, she didn't keep them in the house.
Man, I was a mischievous little shit. Mom would take my 64, like I didn't own a GameCube. Like I obviously played a lot of the games for the GameCube, but I'd never actually owned a GameCube. So I had a 64 all the way up until the Wii came out. And so she would take my 64 away, and she would hide it in her room, and I would always find it. Or if she hit it really good, eventually I had to buy a second 64 because my power supply was not working. So it was a used 64 for like $20. So I just bought the whole thing. So I had a spare part of everything. So sometimes she would think she was getting smart, and she'd take like the, you know, the video cable away or something, so I can't see what's going on. And then I have a spare. Or she'd take the whole system away, and I just have a spare system, and I just play it anyway. And then I hear the garage door open and be like, oh shit, I better save and get off. And yeah. So yeah, I was pretty mischievous that way, but yeah, like I said, if man, could you imagine? I mean, they remade GoldenEye, but if the original GoldenEye had like Xbox Live the equivalent, like that'd be insane.
Oh, the multiplayer aspect, yeah.
Was there GoldenEye tournament too, where they just have a bunch of systems set up and like,
oh yeah,
you know, two play, like, because I think like you have four, right? Yeah. So there was just probably a bunch of systems. And just two players out of system kind of thing?
Four players out of system.
But yeah, like, then you're playing quadrant screen, right? If you only had the split screen.
I'm shocked they don't have something. Sorry, I yelled into the microphone for some reason. I'm shocked they didn't have something like that at PAX, Will, like a GoldenEye tournament, because they had a freaking Pokemon Puzzle League tournament, which
they,
I did so good
switch
at.
Switch it up every year. They ask on the forums, actually, what games that people would like to have a tournament for. So if you want a Pokemon Puzzle League back this year, Rodney,
oh,
if you want a little bit of redemption,
man,
and don't want to get completely wrecked by a little girl.
No, that was
chance to hit the forum.
Man, my spirit was so crushed for the rest of the day. Oh, I was so mad. Just because before the match even started, like a reserve just destroyed me. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so glad you're not in. And then I lost in the first round. I was so chug. But
see what I mean? It's the same thing. If you think you're really good at a game, and then like you think you can make some money, and someone crushes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first year we went, when you went with me, Rodney, because I've gone now 9 years. This will be my 10th year in a row. But your first year, do you remember we did the Halo tournament? And I got, like, destroyed the very first round.
Yeah.
Like, I got last place.
Well, no, I did pretty good. I was winning the whole freaking game. It was a game of free-for-all, Mark. And it was Halo Reach, which is, like, my best Halo. And I was winning the whole match, and then some guy got a triple kill and passed me and won, and I got second. I was like, no! Yeah, it was brutal. But,
I think we're forgetting, like, the game that actually started to bring esports, like, into the big limelight, which really is Dota 2 here. Like, Dota 2 was the most streamed thing on Twitch until Fortnite.
I think if we want to talk about esports, like the starting, maybe for North America, but you always forget how big StarCraft is. Like the gambling in Asia.
But that's not front and center. Like I'm talking.
That was the start of the professional league where America kind of like, you know, followed suit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like PAX and arenas, Seattle. Last year and the year before, actually, they host international.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddies always go down every year for it, and like they sell out the arena. It's crazy.
And what kind of arena is it? Is it like a ping pong arena, or is it like a stadium?
It's stadium. It's like the Super. It's like sell out the Super Bowl.
That was a really stupid analogy that I just said too. That's crazy.
Like the prize pool is grown every year since 2016. It was 1.6 million. Now it's up to last year it was 3 million.
Right.
Yeah.
People.
I don't.
Just for being good at a video game.
Yeah. I don't pay too much attention to Dota, but I do watch like the league's world championships and stuff like that for League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen like stadiums for that and like the special effects? And man, they go overboard like just on that alone. Like I remember one of the champions from South Korea, because he's like the world champion with his team, his entrance was him coming out through like a trap door in the floor on like a golden throne.
Oh jeez.
Like
yeah, I don't me and my friends don't mess with League of Legends. We're on the Dota side. That's the biggest rivalry I think in all games is Dota 2 and League of Legends.
Man, League is ruthless. I've tried playing, and like, I'm still a noob. I might try it again, but when I was trying to learn, I got partnered with people that just didn't want to like take the time for me to like figure it out, and I just got like, oh man, there's just nothing but like bad. People were just making fun of me, and it was not a very friendly environment.
No, dude, but my friends are so mean. They're like, I'm like, man, I kind of want to get into this. And they just looked at me and they're like, no, you can't. Like, what? And they're like, you're, no, like, they're telling you it'd take you too long. Like, you wouldn't be able to figure it out. Like pretty much they're not going to teach me and explain it to me. So
they got no faith for you at all.
No. Mark, it's funny that you mentioned the Super Bowl thing, because I just finished today writing the top 10 best games to play drunk that I still have to record and edit, but I'm just going to spoil number two so we can segue into the next part. But so I put number two, Super Smash Bros. The Ultimate Drunk Challenge. Beat up your friend's favorite characters instead of fist fighting your friends at a pit party and be a part of an event on par with a Super Bowl. So, which is totally true, because when you're fighting another friend in Smash Brothers and you win, like, the other 12 people that are over are like, oh, they like freak out like it's just a touchdown or something.
Let's go.
Where are you at? Yeah. Oh, Smash Brothers is so much fun to play.
Oh, I gotta, I don't know, Mark maybe, but do you know Demetrius Mighty Mouse Jones? He's the UFC lightweight heavyweight champion, and he's a Twitch streamer.
What is he?
He plays PUBG.
Of course he plays PUBG. Cool.
Yeah, but it was really funny, because I was watching him stream the other day, and it was down to like the last three guys, and he's on this bridge, and the circle was literally like not even like 10 feet, and he's like, come out, I know you're there, come on out. And he's like, the circle's coming in, what the hell? And then, you know, here comes like the not safe for like podcast words, so beep 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 beep, and then literally the storm killed him.
Oh really?
And he's like, he's just swearing, and then he looks at the screen. It's like winner, winner, chicken dinner. What happened was, because he stayed in the circle, but apparently the other two people must have been under the bridge. And because when you're in the water, you can't fight, right? You're swimming.
I get it. So there was no map left, and he was
So the two people under the bridge, they were fighting for the circle where he had it all to himself. So he won, but literally everyone wiped.
Yeah,
he was not happy. It was just swear word after another, and then he's like, and then he looks at the screen, oh, all right, I won, and then F yeah, Big Daddy's back, baby.
Dude, I was watching a Twitch player, I think it was Tim the Tatman, and he couldn't find, like, literally couldn't find the last guy. I guess he was in the house or something, but the storm was closing in. And he had a chug jug, and so they were both in the storm. There was nowhere to hide. And he's like, well, he pops the chug jug, he gets full health, full shield, and then he outweighed the other guy. So that was pretty cool.
Huh. Yeah, I hate dying to the storm when you're like two more steps away. You're like, ugh.
No, but they didn't even, like, because the map, the whole map gets consumed by the storm.
Yeah.
So they were both, it was just a waiting game to see who would die first.
Oh, so there was no circle left?
No circle left.
Interesting. I can't believe it got to that point. How did it get to that point? The circle must have been like 2 feet wide.
Yeah, it just disappears. You see, literally, it just disappears. Small circle, and then it goes, and you're all purple.
Yeah, I've seen some streamers win Fortnite that way as well, as they stay in the game, and then at the end, when it's really small, they'll go out into the circle because they'll have enough like health packs and bandages, and literally they just keep healing themselves till the other guy wipes.
That's freaking brilliant. We should do that so we can win more games. Just play the coward's game.
Yeah, that's not the honorable way to win.
I'm sick of sticking my neck out all the time and getting killed, so it's bush game with the heel game at the end.
Yeah, we came close yesterday. BJ Camps literally got to a 1v1, but he got cocky and he used the jump pad and didn't see where the guy was, so he just like glided over the field, and then he saw a rocket, turned around, but the guy was actually behind him and just took him out.
Oh jeez. Yeah.
Last night we hit second like three times.
Yeah, we had some good games.
So, Will, when we're at PAX, there's always a an event going on there with some people.
The Omegathon?
Omegathon, yeah. So, yeah, that's a fun little thing, and I wish I would love to partake in that, but they only select a small few people who actually apply to take part in the Omegathon.
When they sell the tickets, they give you an option if you want to apply. So I don't know, most likely, Rodney, it'll probably be you buying our tickets this year and I'll pay you back. if you want to get in on that, apply, you know, from what I've heard, my friend did it, 4 years ago and he had fun.
Yeah.
I think he got wiped in the semifinals because some of the games aren't even video games. They turn into like card games. There's like Cards Against Humanity. It's stuff that is popular with the fans,
right,
that they want to see.
Well, I remember last year when I bought the tickets too, it said like the you had to be going all 4 days to in order to qualify, and I'm like, oh, I'm in. Who else bought? Yeah, but everyone buys the 4 day pass, so yeah. But hopefully, yeah, this year I'd get it. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think this year is going to be fun. This will be a first year for Mark. Yeah, he's really become like a gym rat to half gym rat, half gamer now. So. Don't know if we should be proud or consider him a little lazy.
Yeah, honestly,
I've always been a gamer.
Honestly, Mark, when we started the podcast, I'm like, does Mark even know what a controller is?
I'm dropping knowledge on you guys. You have no idea what I know.
Yeah, I'm sure Will had a little bit more faith than you. He just didn't know if you knew what a game cartridge looked like.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you blew us out of the water when you first came on. You're dropping your knowledge. We're like, oh man. He knows what
but then he dropped
gamer.
The ball on the next podcast after that, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
All his faith was just completely crumbled.
And at that point, we recorded both of those podcasts on the same day. So we're just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you can only have like a smart moment for a part of it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm trying to think of a game that was an esports title, but it didn't get a lot of ground. I think, I can't remember the name of it. But I haven't actually been to like a esports event, and I kind of want to go, but it's like it's kind of the you can kind of watch it at home, honestly, because like with like take a game of like hockey, like an NHL game, like when you watch it on TV, that's one thing, but when you go actually physically see these players play in real life, it's like holy, like they're fast, like it's insane to watch them play in real life because they're so fast, but that you don't get that feeling or that. Representation on TV.
At PAX, Rodney, there is esports like championship there. Last year, I think it was a semifinals for Dota. But a couple years ago, I was there when they had the world championship for Halo.
I watched. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say it's gonna be Fortnite this year.
Oh, probably. I remember watching, I think I watched the 2015 Halo Championships. It was after Halo 4 came out, and I remember watching them and thinking, I can compete with them, but I really couldn't. I remember watching the finals, and I never laughed so hard in my life. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's like the nerdy looking dude with the glasses. You know who I'm talking about, Will?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, anyway, so...
Are you talking Mewtwo? No.
No, I don't think it's Mewtwo. It's, I can't remember his name. Anyways, nerdy dude with the glasses. Like, that narrows it down. That's, like, 75% of the gamers out there.
Yeah. You're not helping me out.
So, anyways, we have him, and then we have this other guy that are playing, and the guy with the glasses was just destroying this guy the whole time, and this guy made a ridiculous comeback, and he like surprised him like 4 or 5 times, and the look on his face was priceless. Like it was you couldn't write this. It was so good. It was like such a good underdog story, and I remember watching that. I stayed up till like 4 a.m. watching that. It was really cool.
Oh, nice. I want to jump into one thing quickly. This morning was the start of week 3 challenges for Fortnite. So we have new challenges to complete. I haven't played today yet. Mark, have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
got my another win today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess that's what we'll probably be doing in a little bit once we finish this podcast. But the new challenges are we have watch a match replay, deal damage with pistols to opponents.
Cool.
Search chests in Lonely Lodge.
Okay.
Search rubber ducks. Another, follow the treasure map found in Salty Springs. I could probably get this one. I've gotten pretty good with the hunter rifle. Sniper rifle eliminations.
Oh, so that's the hunting rifle and the sniper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one will be kind of interesting. Eliminate opponents in tilted towers.
Oh, we're good at that. We're good at that. We sweep tilted every time. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Like, you're literally like lying, but you're just trying to make everyone like convinced.
No, yeah. we actually do. We do fairly well.
We get a kill and then we die.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's either I walk out of tilted or Rodney walks out of tilted. It's one of us, both of us.
Man, I walked out of tilted and I couldn't find a gun for the first 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, man.
Like all I found was the grenades, and I was inside, and the guy couldn't aim with the hell, so I just threw grenades and then killed him. And then the gun I picked up had no ammo. I was like, oh great.
So yeah, I think that's where we landed yesterday. And Brandon, like, I didn't see anyone, and Brian's like, I got a full team and maybe another one over here, and he's like, I need help. We get over there because we're trying to find weapons, and he killed them all. Like,
man, I was gonna say, when does Brandon ever say I need help?
Yeah, like he needed for this new challenge, eliminate 3 opponents in tilted towers. He probably eliminated 7 within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I made the most clutch play, but it's only because Brandon told me to do it. Like, it was funny. Like, I was in the house. I was just trying to look for a gun, and I grabbed one, and some guy just smokes Brandon right outside the house. And he's like, Mark, I need help. This guy's gonna kill me, he's gonna thirst me. And then I come and I run up to the window, and he's like, look out the window and shoot him. And just instantly did it, and I one hit him. Right from inside the house, outside the window.
Nice.
Oh, that was good.
I landed.
Don't forget though, Brandon had him down to like 10% health.
Yeah.
he hit him once. He had no shield. I hit him for 84 though. So.
Yeah, I play way better with Brandon just because you have the support.
Yeah, Brandon ups your game.
No, for sure, Brandon ups your. And then, but as soon as Brandon's playing with another person on his caliber, like, he's instantly like better. Like, he'll get like 25 kills a game, like 10 extra kills.
Oh,
like he'll go tilted and he'll kill everyone on his own.
I just wanted to mention something for the people who do like want to get better and get frustrated. There are videos by a streamer, PK Cypher. And it's called the How to Win series by PK Cypher on YouTube. He goes over everything. He's got probably 20 plus videos on what to do in certain situations. He breaks down gameplay action and really just gives you tips and tricks on how to get better.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Mark, because there's now a thing called, I can't remember the website or whatever, but I was listening to it on another podcast. But there's coaching for video games. Like, you pay somebody like you would a coach for like tennis or golf or hockey or anything like that. You pay them per hour and they will get you better at a game of your choice. But I mean, you can be a coach at a game that you're obviously good at. Like, if I was really good at Halo, which I feel like I am, but I'm not. Yeah, so that's an interesting, another method to make money for video games that isn't streaming. It's just, you party up with your coach, and your coach helps you get better.
Yeah, and like, everyone does get better. You just gotta, it's the time you put into the game. So if you want to get better, you play.
Yeah.
And then you try these tips and tricks, and eventually you won't suck anymore.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is people get stuck in this insanity mode where they're like, oh, I'm just gonna do the same thing and it'll work, and it just never does. So you gotta open up your play style and adapt to the situation, and that's what Brandon does really well. He just reads the situation really well, and he's able to capitalize on the opponent's errors.
Hey, quoting Far Cry 3, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the general definition of insanity.
Yeah, they just open the dictionary. They're like, hey, we're going to put that in the game. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm getting better at Fortnite for sure, but I'll never be streamer quality. But if Halo 6 doesn't suck like Halo 5 did, I might put a lot of hours into that. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what Microsoft announced. I have a feeling it'll be it'll be one of the games for them this year because they really don't have anything on the back burner.
No, but they didn't. That wasn't on the list from Walmart. So, but I mean, how trustworthy is that leaked list from Walmart?
But if you noticed, all those games that were leaked were pretty much multi-console games.
Yeah,
multi-platform.
Yeah, well, and the only big one that was exclusive was Smash Brothers, which we already knew about.
Exactly, like Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming to Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
All the other games on that list are multi-platform. So literally, that's not a full leak.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what exclusives are coming out of Sony, Nintendo, or Microsoft.
Yeah. I just really hope that they fix whatever was wrong with Halo 5 and Halo 6, because the Halo 5 is just garbage.
Halo 5, everything was wrong.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. Like, even the story mode, like, once you start playing as that other guy, you know,
yeah,
it just wasn't fun.
You know what? I remember reading in a magazine on the ferry before Halo 5 came out, and, like, the story, like, generally excited me. I was freaking stoked on the story that it was a four-player co-op and you're playing as Blue Team and Team Osiris, but like when you actually played it, it was just like it was just garbage. Like the AI sucked, because I mean, when you first got Halo 5, who the hell else had Halo 5? Friggin' nobody, right? So I'm playing by myself with my three AI buddies, and they're dumb as a second coat of paint, right? You tell them to go over here, and then they do, and they get shot and die, or you get shot and die, and they like stand in the open and get shot while they're reviving you. It's just super frustrating. And then the new enemies pissed me off, and that boss, the Eternal dude, pissed me off too. Yeah, it was a shitty campaign. I really hated it, which sucks because I really liked all the Halo campaigns up to that point, right? And the online too was just something else.
How did Halo 5 did it get good reviews, or did it get like?
Let me look it up right now, and I'm just gonna Xbox.
I don't think it did too well.
No. Like, everyone bought it because it's Halo freaking 5. Like, so they definitely made their money back. But, what is this? Hang on. IGN. Halo 6 isn't officially announced, but here's what we think is to be a given when we see it. I'll read that later. Or maybe I'll read it now, because we're talking about Halo. And it just happens to be on IGN's website. So, it's that time of year again. E3 2018 is just on the horizon. From June 9th to 14th, we'll be covering the biggest games and hardware announcements of 2018 and beyond. While you can check our continual updated games of the E3 list, we're now going to start diving deeper. Every day leading up to the show, we'll be highlighting the stuff that we want to see and play at E3 2018. Today's game is Halo 6. So Halo 6 doesn't actually officially exist yet, but that's a minor technicality. Given that Halo 5 Guardians came out in 2015, it's safe to say that 343 has been hard at work on the Fallout for the past few years. I mean, it's Halo, Microsoft's flagship first-party franchise. Sure, Halo 5's campaign was definitely a disappointment, like we just said, but its stellar multiplayer was best of the series since Halo 2. I kind of disagree with that. I don't know, but you will.
I didn't like it. It won two Call of Duty.
Well, I thought that about Halo 4, but you got used to it, and then Halo 5, I don't know, just as soon as I started, I played the beta before it even got released, and it just felt way too different, you know?
Ooh.
I really didn't like how they implemented in the microtransactions. That was a piss off for me too.
Oh my god! Of course, way to ruin a game.
Yeah. So will Halo 6 be at E3 2018? Almost definitely. With Sea of Thieves and State of Decay both out in the wild, Microsoft needs to combat Sony's Big Four with some heavy hitters. That means regardless of if it's a 2018 game or not, we need to see what the next Halo series entails. So. Yeah, the multiplayer for me just didn't work. Even the controls felt not as... They felt almost too tight, if that makes any sense. Like, with Halo 4, it's like... Or even Halo Reach, the controls felt tight to the point where you can control everything perfectly. But with Halo 5, like, it's almost like I had to relearn how to play Halo. It was really weird.
Yeah, that's what kind of, you know, got me off of it right away, is I just beat the campaign and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, the campaign was garbage. Yeah. Again, like, if it's like the fourth time.
Turning Cortana bad.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well, mind you, I don't know what they were doing in Halo 4. They made her like some sex icon. And she's like a digital, like, yeah. She's digital booty.
Yeah. I remember that one.
So, but I mean, I really enjoyed Halo 4's campaign. It's received quite a bit of flack, I noticed, but I liked it.
I liked Halo 4. I just thought they could have gone in a different direction with Halo 5.
Yeah.
It was a cool idea to turn, you know, Cortana bad, but the way they kind of went about it is, you know, after Halo 4, her, like, I can't really remember what happened. I remember she gets digitalized or, like...
Well, she's suffering from rampancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she basically fragments herself to stop the Didex so Chief could kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then but that basically destroyed her. And then in 5, I only played 5, like, the campaign maybe twice, so I can't... The story's a little bit fuzzy, whereas with
That's
4,
what
I played... I played 4, like, religiously for the campaign, but I think she landed on a planet where that cured her rampancy. And then, she just wants to be bad. That's what I remember. So.
And then, like, then, you know, with Cortana, with Master Chief chasing after Cortana, it introduces the new character, which I can't remember his name.
Locke.
What was it?
Locke?
Yeah, Locke.
Yeah.
And Locke's, like, chasing after Master Chief like he's a war criminal.
But one doesn't stop Chief because it's freaking Master Chief.
Exactly. That's why, like, I don't think, like, Locke was a cool character, but you shouldn't have had to play as him. It took away, I think, from the story of thing. It would have been cool to kind of see, like, cinematics of him chasing after, like, Chief and keep him in the back. But turning him into, like, a main character, because I guess maybe they were trying to, you know, phase out Master Chief in the next, like, trilogy or something. I have no idea, but I just felt Locke was a disappointment.
If they boot Chief out and bring in Locke, I'll be so... So choked. So choked. And I'm sure I'm not alone on that. That's just...
Oh, yeah. They can't do that. They would alienate a whole fan base.
Yeah. They For sure. So that'd be a stupid move on their part if they got rid of Chief. So it's got decent reviews. Maybe I'm just being a little too sour, but I mean, I played Halo 5 quite a bit, and I still have it. Like, I haven't traded it in, but it just didn't freaking do it for me for the multiplayer.
So. Yeah, it's the same for me. I did trade it in, but I could still download it on Game Pass whenever I want.
Oh, right, it's on Game Pass, right, that's right. Maybe I should trade it in then if I've got Game Pass.
Yeah.
I'm wondering...
We've got tons of games coming out this year that we're going to have to save for.
Yeah, I should trade in Call of Duty World War II, because I'm done with that game too. So, and I went all the way up to General, and I just, like, don't feel... And they're like, oh, you got a prestige. I'm like, why? I don't know. I just don't understand the benefit of prestiging. It's like, oh, great, I got a new gun or some bullshit. Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
So, I'm not hardcore into Call of Duty like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm not either. I usually just play the campaign and stay away from the multiplayer.
The camp.
Yeah. That one's funny because I have a friend that does that too, and I always say, you got the chicken.
Man, the campaign for World War II pissed me off. Like, I was playing on Hardened, because if I play on Veteran, I'll just literally, like, smash everything. But so I was playing on Hardened, and I walked in, and my allies on my squad and the enemy players were, like, literally 4 feet away from each other, shooting and missing every shot. Like, shooting at each other and missing every shot. And then I just, like, stepped out of cover for, like, a millisecond, and all the enemies were like, oh, there he is! And then I was instantly dead. I was like, what the... No. This is... Yeah, that just made me angry. It's like, why is the AI that bad? Where it's like, I understand it's trying to make it harder for you, but, like, don't give me the illusion that I'm in a squad and then I'm actually by myself.
Oh, just to add on to that, I second that, and I totally know what you're talking about. Star Wars Battlefront had AI just like that, where I could literally walk and look at the two guys that were shooting each other, and they have little animations like, ah, I got hit. Or just something like that, and like they wouldn't actually be doing anything. They're just there to like fill in the background kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and then you get a game like Hyrule Warriors where you can just like kill everything that you see, which is amazing. I played a lot of Hyrule Warriors like the initial weekend it came out. I was actually looking at it just came out for the Switch and or like rebooted or reported or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, it's like the definitive edition or something.
Yeah, and I was actually considering picking that up, but yeah, man, we'll see.
There's right. other games we can play. We still have to do, we got to finish A Way Out.
Yeah.
Because I can't play that single player, which is starting to little tick me off a little bit.
Yeah.
We still have to go Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, Hungry Deep's
coming
out. A game
that you talked about as well is State of Decay 2, comes out May 24th. So yep. we have the access to that on Game Pass.
We do. Yeah, we got. And we just started working again in the movie industry, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, and E3's well, around the corner, and then we have PAX, and, you know.
I should just buy my fiance, like, a ticket to, like, Hawaii. Say, there you go. You go have fun. I'm not going to see you for quite a while. So.
You might have to give her, like, a stipend or something to keep her happy.
No, I'll send her to Hawaii, and I'll buy the dog a ticket, too, and she'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. What about the cats? Are they staying with you?
Well, they should, but I have to keep my door closed or else my cat Fitz comes in and just meows. It's like, meh, love me, meh. And I'm like, go away, I'm recording. And it doesn't understand what I'm saying because it's a freaking cat.
Fitz sounds needy.
He's so needy. And then as soon as another human being walks in, he's gone. So, maybe we can teach Fitz to play Sea of Thieves or something, and then we'll play with our cats.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Well, they are introducing pets soon. You can probably, if you can name your pet, maybe you can just get a cat and name it Fitz.
I'll digitize Fitz, and then he'll be in there, and he'll go, and he'll just basically hide in the captain's quarters the whole time.
You probably would.
Yeah. All right, I think we should wrap this guy up, so we can play some Fortnite. So yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Let us know your thoughts on streaming and esports and tell us what games you're good at or maybe what games you want to see me and Will stream. And it can be any game that we'll be terribly bad at, and then we'll make that our little skit. Ninja's really, really good at games, and Will and I are really, really bad at games, and we'll swear a lot, we promise. Okay, so yeah, thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.